Isle Royale National Park is working on a cultural resource management plan. When it's finished, the plan will determine how the park deals with historic sites on the island, including the cabins of North Shore fishing families and others with historic connections to the place. Stuart Sievertson's connection to Isle Royale goes back 3 generations, and he joins us now by phone. Thanks for being with us today, Stuart.
Oh, you're welcome, Ann.
Well, first of all, will you tell us a little bit about your family's connection to Isle Royale?
Yes, my grandfather came to the western end of Isle Royale at age 18 in 1892, and he and two of his brothers began fishing there. As the years went on, children and so on, the family grew, and we wound up having connections at several points around the 50-mile-long island, mostly commercial fishing, and we wound up running passenger boats over there. So now 5 generations, 120 years that we've been connected with the island.
Amazing. And you're a member of the Isle Royale Friends and Families Association. Can you tell us a little bit about that group and what it does?
Yes. Originally, the organization was started by Grant Merritt back in the 1980s, and it was made up of families who are concerned about the future of family connections with Isle Royale. A number of families have come from various parts of the country, not just the fishing families who are mostly from the North Shore, but families from Connecticut and St. Louis and Washington, people who just love Isle Royale, the wilderness and the solitude and the boating and so on. And many of them who own property on the island at the time it became a national park had life leases. And as these leases expired, the younger members of the family wanted to stay on. And there were concerns from the oldsters about being able to maintain this cultural connection with Isle Royale. And we've been working to try to provide a way that the historic structures on Isle Royale would be recognized, and that traditional activities, family activities, could continue to be carried on as they have been in other national parks.
Mm-hmm. So the park has been working on this cultural resource management plan to deal with historic sites and so forth, including the cabins of your family and other families. What's your take on how it's going so far?
It's really kind of difficult to say because we don't know what's in the minds of the National Park Service people are conducting this. The Isle Royale families and some other groups had sought the startup of a cultural resource management plan for many years, and it was postponed and so on. When it finally began, it was a difficult process because one of the first actions that the superintendent took was to order families to inventory all of their properties in the cabin and decide which ones they were going to leave behind and when they were ordered to leave. Also, the last fishing license, which belonged to my mother, the superintendent wouldn't renew it. So in the meantime, the process now has begun, but the regulations and procedures of the national park haven't been observed completely, and we've sought information through Freedom of Information requests. Normally that data is turned over to a seeker within 20, 30 days, and we've been waiting for months. So the process has been kind of difficult so far, but we hope these meetings will help a bit.
Yes, I understand that the Park Service is holding public meetings in St. Paul and Duluth this week to present the plan along with some alternatives. How important are these meetings, Stuart?
Well, we hope they're important, and we hope that the National Park Service is dealing properly with the information that they're gathering, because there's a lot of public support for continued presence of families over there. It's an interesting aspect of Isle Royale. When I was a youngster and we were fishing over there during the summers, many people would go around the island on the Voyager or the Disturbance before that just to visit. visit these places and look at the fishing activity and so on. The meetings are not allowing enough public input. Mostly it's been a presentation, and then they break up into sessions where you can meet with different park members, but we've been asking them to allow more questions from the audience that everybody can hear. We think that would enable other interested parties to hear what the issues are. I guess we'd hope the meetings are important, and we're certainly going to cooperate in any way we can to achieve some kind of partnerships with the Park Service in managing the cultural resources that are represented by these cabins and the family activities.
Mm-hmm. Well, what do you want to see happen?
Well, the National Trust for Historic Preservation has presented a fairly comprehensive analysis of the cultural resources on Isle Royale. They have suggested that some of the leasing programs that have been developed in other national parks be made available over at Isle Royale. Some of them involve long-term family leases where for 60 years in conjunction with nonprofit groups and so on. So we're hoping that something along these lines, similar to what's happened on Cape Cod and other places, that could be developed. We're certainly getting a lot of support from groups like the National Trust and other cultural resource interested parties.
Okay. And I understand that not only are there these public meetings, but people are able to comment through the Park Service website. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct. The Park Service is soliciting comments up until December 4, and we encourage anybody who has ideas on Isle Royale, especially if you visited over there and enjoyed the cultural parts of the island as well as the wilderness parts, we encourage you to write in and furnish your ideas.
Okay. Thank you, Stuart. We appreciate your time, and we look forward to following this in the future.
Yeah, there are a lot of North Shore families who have commercial fishing connections and have been to Isle Royale.
Well, thank you so much for your time, and we look forward to hearing more.
Oh, you're welcome, man.
We've been talking with Stuart Sievertson of Duluth. His family has been part of the landscape on Isle Royale since the late 1800s. Currently, the National Park Service is developing a cultural resource management plan that will determine his and other families' futures on the island. To learn more about it or to submit comments on the plan, visit www.nps.gov/ISRO. Public comments are being accepted until December 4th, and that public meeting is in Duluth this Wednesday, November 20th at 6 o'clock at the Great Lakes Aquarium.